12, 13. Like,
but I mean, if he did it every night, I wouldn't have taken much notice. It would have been the normal thing.
Yeah.
So we had a kitchen.
I wasn't knocking it, by the way.
We had a kitchen that Mum had built, well, got built, a divider in the kitchen. And that side was actually kitchen, and this side was eating. And we had a bench seat went round like that, and we sat there to eat. But on the other side, there was an ice box. We didn't have a refrigerator. You don't need a refrigerator in Toowoomba. Sometimes you turn the tap on, it could nothing water would come
out. Yeah, wow.
Because it'd be just ice. But there was an ice box and cupboards for food and whatnot, and a little gas cooking stove and this little wood thing that she'd installed on that side. And on this side where we sat, we'd be sitting there having breakfast, and the iceman came about three times a week with a block of ice about that big and put it in your ice box.
Yeah.
And he would just come in the front door and run through. We're having breakfast. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Say, g'day, you know. And we'd say, oh, g'day. And he'd go around and put the block of ice in and go, bye, you know. Nobody locked their doors.
And he had an outhouse.
Sorry?
He had an outhouse. An outhouse for the toilet.
Yes, down the backyard.
Yeah.
Yes, and then later on we got sewerage upstairs. Yes.
Yes, well.
But that was just out on the back porch, the toilet.
Can we come back to the dinner?